Kripal, only this message and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. Sanchis Bhajan Kirtapala, Yahi Sandesha Deta, page 203. The fort of deceit will be destroyed in this world because walls of sand do not last. There are so many sins with you. You are a great sinner. Hail the power of Almighty Kirpal, who carries all the burden. No one is an enemy. No one belongs to anyone else. Everyone is your own. For as the Gurbani teaches, all this world was created from one light. O Guru Kirpal, the negative power trembles, and death is also nervous in front of whoever has caught hold of your finger. Ajab says, apologize to Kirpal if your soul wants happiness. Kirpal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. Kirpal Yahi Sandesha Deta, page 203.
Simran karate chale chalo ho to manjila kura mila jati hai kipahi sandesha deta havayahi sikalahati hai. Simran karate chale chalo ho to manjila kura mila jati hai. Chala fare bake khile ikadina duniya me de jati hai. Chala fare bake khile ikadina duniya me de jati hai. Reto ki divara dera taka kabhi nahi tika pati hai. Reto ki divara dera taka kabhi nahi tika pati hai. Simran karate chale chalo ho to manjila kura mila jati hai. Kirapala yahi sandesha deta hava yahi sikalahati hai. Simran karate chale chalo to manjila kura mila jati hai. Itne sare pap sat me, itne sare papi hai. Itne sare pap sat me, itne sare papi hai. Kirpala taka ta teri jai ho, sabaka bada utati hai. Kirpala taka ta teri jai ho, sabaka bada utati hai. Simran karate chale hoto manjila kura mila jati hai. Kirapala yahi sandesha deta hava yahi sikalahati hai. Simran karate chale chalo hoto manjila kura mila jati hai. Na koi veri nahi bigana, jo bhi hai sab apna hai. Na ko iveri na hibigana, jo bihe sabapana he. Ekanura se sabajaga upajo, guru bani batalati he. Ekanura se sabajaga upajo, guru bani batalati he. Simarana karate chale chalo hoto. Manjila kuda mila jati he. Kira palayahi sandesha deta. Havayahi sekalahati
he. Simarana karate chale chalo hoto. Manjila kuda mila jati he. Kirpala yahi sandesha deta ava yahi sikalahati he simarana karate chale chalahoto manjala kuda mila jati he.
Guru kipala tu mahari ungali Tam Raki He Jisane Bi Guru Kipala Tu Mari Ungali Tam Raki He Jisane Bi Usake Aga Kala Kapata Oramota Gavarati He Jai Kirpala to Mangala Mafi. Jai Kirpala to Mangala Mafi. Jai Jindari Sukachati Hey.
Simarakarate
Chale Chalahuto Manjila Kudamila Jati Hey. Kira pala yahi sandesha deta hava yahi sikalahati he Narana karate chale chalohuto manjila kuda mila jati he.
O Guru Kripal, the negative power trembles. And death also is nervous in front of whoever has caught hold of your finger. Adab says, apologize to Kripal if your soul wants happiness. Kripal gave only this message, and even the wind also teaches us this. If you keep walking while doing the Simran, the destination comes to you by itself. A brief announcement. We will have our fall workday. Next week, two weeks from now, Saturday morning, November 7, from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, with a focus on leaf raking and brush cutting. And the rain date will be the following weekend, November 14. And special thanks to everyone who has participated in the past two Seva mornings when so much was accomplished. We're continuing in the talk that Master Kripal gave here in this hall at Sant Bani Ashram on the night of October 16th, 1972, his first talk of that tour, the 72 tour. His talk was called This World Is Not Your Home, and we're reading from The Coming Spiritual Revolution. So Master says, this is the first thing that masters try to bring home. This place is not your home. What do they say then? Are you fully convinced it is not your home? We say, Yes, yes, but really, we're not convinced. Our lips say so. Our brain says, yes, it appears so. But actually, we don't consider that way. Because these things become as our home, and naturally, that affects our whole angle of vision. So masters say, if this is not your home, why not go back to your home? You are conscious entities. Your home can only be all consciousness. You've been sent down here by God. Why don't you go back home? So God sends his messengers to tell people, come on, make way, back home, please. Human body is the highest rung in creation, which you've already got. You're very fortunate. Now this is the golden opportunity. You can come back. And they demonstrate to you how to come back. This meditation is for that purpose, how to withdraw your attention from outside. So if you are convinced at heart, your whole life will change. Why don't you go back home? There is a hitch about it. You have to go, after all. After a month or 2 months or 10 days or 5 days, if the time is fixed, then, if there is a student whose examination is coming up, the date is fixed for that. If a month is left, then he just eliminates going out for work to save time for study so that he may be ready for his examination. When there's only a week left, what does he do? When he goes to the bathroom, even then he takes his books, because the time is overhead. So we know our time is fixed, of course, but we do not know when. That's the pity. How much more should we be ready to go? Just think for a moment. Take this home, you see. This one lesson will change your whole angle of life. Because we have forgotten ourselves, the pity is we simply see the world from the physical level. We say, this is heaven, if at all there is any heaven. Some people say, those who are too much given up to these things, well, what is heaven? This is heaven. Why should we care? The reason is, you see, masters do come. They give out this thing. We don't believe them. But with our own eyes, we see daily people going to the cremation place or burial ground. One is coming to bury the other. Another is coming. Third man is coming. 5, 10, 20 are coming. What is all this going on? Will not your body be taken away someday? Now you are taking the bodies of those who have left. Somebody will also take your body too, is it not? So if this world is not our home, then naturally the question follows, where is our home? If we are conscious entities, our home can only be all consciousness. How can we get back home? That is our true work. So masters give out in a few words, for the master's words are few and simple, and they are pregnant with meaning. Look here, this is not your home. The human body is a temple given to you as a golden opportunity to go back to your home. What can that home be? That is the question. It can only be all consciousness because we are conscious. So they say, well, go back to your home. How long will you continue to live in this world? After all, everybody has gone. The last enemy that we have to conquer is death. There's no escape from death. So what is death? Death is leaving the body. But we do not know how to leave the body. That is one thing that makes us afraid. The other is, what will be our fate? So death appears to be a bugbear. Everybody is afraid of it. We want to have endless life here. But after all, whether you want it or not, you will be dragged away from this body. If a pigeon sees that there's a cat coming, and he closes his eyes. You think the cat won't eat him up? Closing eyes won't do. You've got discrimination. You have got foresight. Make the best use of them. This is the only thing I am telling you. If you take it as your motto, if you're convinced of it, your whole life will change. Then you will do something. You will think, well, if it is not my home, then where is my home? So, masters say, if you are conscious entities, and your home is no other than all consciousness, and in the human body you have got the golden opportunity, and what is your work, the most personal work? To find the way back home. All other work is only action or reaction. You have to pay off debts to those to whom you've been connected. Brothers, sisters, wives, husbands, mothers, children. When that is paid off, if we are again attached to the world, then naturally we will again go where we are attached. That's all. If we are attached to our home, if we want to go to our home and love that home and have some contact with it through the grace of some master, then naturally we will go where we are attached, back home. So two things come up. One, this world is not ours. If you take that as the daily lesson, you will go back like an awakened man, and then you will have to be put on the way. Second, if it is not ours, then what to do? To know where our home is. How can we reach it? This body cannot help us. It will have to be left. So this is what comes next. So masters say, all right, go on, do your own work. Why are you entangled in the work of others? Mind your own business. You see, if you become happy, all are happy. If you become conscious, have permanent peace, naturally the whole thing changes. You see, that's the point. Masters tell us what to do then. They tell us, well, look here, meet some master, some guru, who will first enable you to solve the mystery of this human body. By analysis, you will know who you are, what you are. This is the first thing to be learned. You say it sometimes, you hear it also, but you are not convinced. You're convinced only when you see that you are not the body, when you rise above body consciousness for a while. This is the first thing that he gives us. And who gives? The messenger of God. God resides in every heart, but that man where he is manifest has risen above body consciousness and makes others rise too. He gives a demonstration of that. He says, the way back to your home is within you. God absolute cannot be known by anybody. Nobody has seen God at any time. But the God into expression power, which is the cause of all this creation, which is controlling all creation, which is also controlling your soul and the body, if you come in contact with that, he leads you to the absolute God. It's like the sun. If you could catch a ray of the sun, where would it lead you? To the sun. You ask what to do. Meet some guru, some master. Guru also means that God is within you. The two outer expressions of God are light and sound. We are the sparks of the great light. They say, take heed that the light which is within you is not darkness. It is already light, but covered by so many covers, physical, astral, causal. They say, take off these covers. If a lamp is burning, you see, 1, 2, 3, 4 covers are there, you will find no light. But if you take a cover off, there will be some light. You take others off, there's still more light. If you take off all the covers, it is all light. So he says, meet some guru, some master, who will take you back first, who will draw your attention from outside and take you to the eye level, to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes. And there he contacts you with the God into expression power. You progress from day to day, and that is the direct way back to God. So your true work is what? The others are secondary things which you have to pay off as the result of your actions of the past. What you have sown, you must reap. Pay them off and incur no further debts, and nobody will catch you. If you incur further debts, then you will also have to reap that result. So masters say, well, pay off these debts and attach your soul to the God within you. And when these things are paid off, if you have a contact with that power within you, naturally, you will go back home. But all this will be done by whom? That's the point. By some messenger of God through whom he works. His grace is working. He never says, I work. He says, his grace is working. He takes you under his charge and won't let you go until the end of the world. Whomsoever he takes charge of, no negative power can take control of it, can snatch it from him, from God. So day to day, you must realize this thing. This Nam or word, what is it? The God into expression power, which expresses itself in two ways, light and sound. This is your real work done through the grace of a master. And whoever takes charge of you, he also takes your future. He takes the responsibility to take you back to your true home. This is why Christ said, I shall never leave thee nor forsake thee. Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So whatever messenger, at whatever pole he is working, his responsibility is to take you back home. He will never leave you. You may leave him, he will never let you go. You know, when Christ came, people asked him, well, what are you after? And he said, many sheep are lost. I have to look after them. I've come to find them out. So we are sheep of God, you see. Our soul is of the same essence as that of God. As such, we are all brothers and sisters in God. First thing is, we have to know we have to leave the body. Then our whole life will be pure and honest, with no enmity, true to God, just like a child, innocent. Already we have got so many impressions of the world outside through the past births. Here we have to shake off all these impressions, wipe off all these impressions, wash away all these impressions. Who does the washing? If a cloth is very dirty, we send it to a washerman. Does the washerman ever refuse it? Never. He says, this is my job. I will do it. So similarly, when the masters take on someone, they know he is soul. The dirt is only the impressions received through the outgoing faculties. He knows that it is pure gold besmeared with filth. He'll try to wash away this filth, and then you are gold. This washing away can only be done by a master. If we simply surrender to him, the quicker he will do it. If a child is besmeared with filth, you see, and the mother wants to wash him, and the child fights her with arms and legs, does the mother let him go? No, she catches him and washes him. Similarly, you see, it is not you that can wash away all these things. Simply allow him at whose feet you are sitting. God has got to do that. This filth can be washed away. The past impressions of births. And how many births? This human body has been given to us to just relieve us of the burdens of our reactions from the past. And that can happen only if we know ourself and know God at the feet of some master by God's grace. And how? When you become a conscious co-worker with the divine plan, your ego is lost. When you see that he is the doer, I am not the doer. The result of that is, who will reap what you have sown? You are not there. Your ego is gone. You reap it only when you are there, when you are the doer. So we have to wash away all the sins of the past while in the human body. If we have got, with God's grace, some living master. It's a great blessing to have a living master. He meets you. He takes you out of this delusion. He tells you that you are soul, that this body is not your home. The way back is to know God. And he gives you a demonstration of it, how to know yourself, and gives you a contact with the God into expression power, which leads you back to God. And he is guiding you, always looking after your welfare, how you progress. The more you are obedient, the quicker you will go back. That is why Christ said, "If ye love me, keep my commandments." You see? So the two things required to wash away all of our dirt of the past and the present are to come to the feet of the Master and obey him. This is what we have to do. Now, you see, the whole thing hinges on this. If you are convinced that we have to leave the body, then all outer attractions leave you. Now, we are dragged by the outward enjoyments. Five passions are very strong: lust, anger, greed, attachment, ego, which attack us through the outgoing faculties. How far will you continue with these after you have left the body? Then, if you have to leave the body, why not learn from today onward how to leave the body? A wise man will do it, he who has foresight. Whenever you have work to do, you know that if you do such and such, this will happen. You go on working for that. Similarly, you know that you have to leave. You know it is definite. You know whether or not it is self-evident truth. You have to leave the body. All have left. You have to leave. I have to leave. You can only work in the daytime, not when the night comes, you see. What did Christ say? I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. You follow me? Very simple things I have showed you. One, this world is not our home. And then, if it is not our home, then where is our home? Who are we? We are
conscious entities. Not the labels we are carrying, not Mr. Singh, Mr. Smith, Mr. Khan, you see. These are names given to the body. You are embodied in souled bodies. So this thing is brought home, you see. These outward enjoyments, all outer attachments, outer connections, are only until you leave the body. And we all have to leave the body. If we are convinced that we have to leave the body, is it not honest to begin to leave just now, slowly? Suppose there is a silken cloth spread over a thorny bush. You have to take that cloth off the thorny bush. You can take it off all at once only by dragging it. If you drag it, it will not be torn. If you try to take it off every day, you will at first do it only after some time. Then in an hour, then half an hour, then a few minutes. So these are self-evident facts. It is no new philosophy that I'm putting before you. It is a common sense talk. So we will leave off there. And this is a, these are lines from St. Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 8 to 20. You were darkness once, but now you are light in the Lord. Be like children of light, for the effects of the light are seen in complete goodness and right living and truth. Try to discover what the Lord wants of you, having nothing to do with the futile works of darkness, but exposing them by contrast. The things which are done in secret are things that people are ashamed even to speak of. But anything exposed by the light will be illuminated, and anything illuminated turns into light. That is why it is said, wake up from your sleep and rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. So be very careful about the sort of lives you lead, like intelligent and not like senseless people. This may be a wicked age, but your lives should redeem it. And do not be thoughtless, but recognize what is the will of the Lord. Do not drug yourselves with wine. This is simple dissipation. Be filled with the Spirit. Sing the words and tunes of the psalms and hymns when you are together, and go on singing and chanting to the Lord in your hearts, so that always and everywhere you are giving thanks to God. And our final reading, we're beginning a question and answer session with Sanchi in 16 PS, March of 1984. This is called The Master Cares for You. This is in the November 1985 Sanpani magazine. So a disciple says, Sanchi, when I sit for meditation and close my eyes, my attention goes up to my forehead, but I'm also aware that I can sense the direction that my eyes are pointing, and I feel like I'm looking in that way too, which is down. So I feel very conflicted about the attention. Can you explain what's happening and how I can get my attention to go up? Sanchi, often I advise the dear ones that they should read the Santbani magazine thoroughly and very attentively, because most of such questions are answered in the magazine. So if you would read those magazines properly, you would find the answer to your question. Often I have said that when we sit for meditation, our body should be still, our mind should be still, and Surat and Nirat should also be still. When our body is still, it will help us to make our mind still. And when our body and mind will be still, it will be very helpful in stilling our Surat and Nirat. Surat is that faculty or power with which we hear, and Nirat is that power or faculty with which we see. So that is why it is very important for us to keep our body and mind and Surat and Nirat still when we sit for meditation. In this regard, I have often given the example of how we were taught to use a gun. When I was in the army, they used to teach us that in order to send the bullet straight to the target, we need to keep our body and the gun and the target all in one line. If any of those things are not in line, or if any of those things are moving, we won't be able to hit the target. In Santmat, also the same principle applies. If you want to meditate properly, your body should be still, your mind should be still, and your attention should not be very much upwards or downwards. It should be just a little above the eye center, between and behind the eyebrows, and you should be looking inwardly and not outwardly, as you have said. At the time of initiation, the dear ones are told, you do not need to form any images or anything when you sit for meditation. You should just close your eyes, and whatever you are seeing inside, it is your third eye, which is seeing those things. And you do not need to find the third eye. When you close your outer eyes, your third eye starts functioning. That is why I always advise dear ones that when they sit for meditation, they should not exert any effort to look or see things or form images by themselves. They should just keep their attention at the eye center and do the repetition of the words. Why does it happen that the dear ones do not know where they have to concentrate? And why do they sometimes look upwards or downwards or to the left or right? Because they have not collected their thoughts. Their thoughts are dispersed everywhere. That is why they spend all their time struggling over where to concentrate and where to keep their attention. And a question. Sanchi, we're supposed to use the Simran to control our mind, but we also need to rely on our mind to remind us to do the Simran. It sort of seems like setting the crows to watch the corn. I don't quite understand, Sanchi. It is not like that. At the time of initiation, you are told that when the disciple is initiated, the master sits within the disciple in the form of the Shabd. So when you are doing the Simran, you should seek the support of the master, and you should be remembering and for support of them for doing Simran instead of the mind. The disciple says, could you please tell us a story? It says there's much laughter there. And Sanchi laughs. And he says, when we're talking about meditation, only the stories regarding meditation seem nice to talk about. And if, in reply to any question, a story comes up naturally, only that looks good. Otherwise, it doesn't look nice to tell stories. And everybody laughs again. Another question. Sanchi, when I listen for the inner sound current, I hear different tones and sounds, and they vary in pitch. And I wonder, can I concentrate on a pitch? I guess my question is, Do the higher pitches make any difference? Or should I be happy just to have the sound? Sanchi. That is why I always advise the dear ones to read the magazine, read the Sant Bani magazine thoroughly, because all such questions are answered in that magazine. I have often said that when the water is coming down from the mountain, that water has one kind of sound. And when it is traveling on the stones, it has another sound. And when it flows over the sand, it has still a different kind of sound. And when it finally merges into the ocean, it has a different kind of sound. But the water was the same. The sound varied only because the places where the water was traveling were different. In the same way, there's only one sound coming from Satchkhand. But because it travels through five different planes, that is why the masters have said that there are five different sounds. In fact, there is only one sound coming from Satchkhand. But because it travels through the five different planes, that's why it sounds different. So in the beginning, whatever sound you hear, you should catch that sound and concentrate on it, whether it is of a low tone or a high tone. Every day you should try to catch that sound and concentrate on it. You should not change the sound from day to day. You should catch one sound and concentrate on that, because all the sounds which you hear have the connection with that higher sound which is coming from Satchkhand. These are the general questions which almost everyone has, and they've been answered many times. So that is why we should carefully read the Sant Bani magazine. If we have not read the earlier issues, we should also read those also, because that will be beneficial to you. I do not mean to say that you should not ask me any question. I don't mind replying to your questions, no matter if you ask me the same question again and again. But I want that you should read the magazines and the holy books so that you will know what the masters have written in those books and how those things can be helpful to you. Disciple. Sanchi, when I get sick, I get the feeling that even though I feel sick, the mind is doing it to keep me from meditating. And I wonder, does that happen? And is there some way to tell when that is happening and how to overcome it? Sanchi. In fact, pain and happiness and wealth and poverty, good health and bad health, are due to our own karmas. As far as the mind is concerned, only present. As far as the mind is concerned, mind only presents excuses within us so that we will not sit for meditation. If we have real love and faith in the Master, if we are devoted to the Master, if we have self-confidence, no matter how sick we are, still we will not postpone our meditation. If we do not have that love for our Master, that self-confidence within, then even if we are not very sick, our mind will tell us, oh, you are very sick, and we will postpone our meditation because of that. One more question. Sanchi, you've told us in the past that sometimes the masters keep us from having inner experiences because our ego wouldn't be able to handle it. So they're postponed on and on. And you've told us that we should look to our outer life to see why we are not progressing, because we are failing in the discipline. Is there any way to know which it is? Sanchi. Supreme Father Kripal invented the diary for us, only for this purpose, so that we may know where we stand and what good and bad karmas we are doing.
Do you think that you won't be aware of whatever good or bad karmas you've done? Whatever good or bad karma we do, we always remain aware of it. It is not as if somebody else will come and do good or bad karma for us, and we will get the benefit or pay the reaction of it. All the karmas, whether they are good or bad, which we have done, will bear fruit. We will have to pay off their reaction. Sufi Sant Farid Sahib said that the farmer is longing to have dates, but in fact, he's planting chilies. How can he get wool when he has not worked for it and when he has sown cotton? I've often said that when we are doing any deed, we know what the reaction of it will be, what result we will have. When we are sowing anything, we know what will grow. To say, you are planting useless bushes and hoping that you will harvest a very good dish. While you are planting useless trees, you're expecting to have sugarcane. So how is that possible? When we will do our meditation honestly and with good thoughts, then we'll have no complaints like this. Because then we will be capable of seeing what our master is doing for us. Those who want to see where they stand and want to see progress in their meditation, they also work hard in making their life pure, and they always keep their thoughts pure. And those who do their meditation wholeheartedly and honestly by keeping their life pure with pure thoughts, they can not only see their own progress, but they can also see how Master is pulling their soul up and how he is working even for others. All right, we will leave off there. And our tape is a satsang that Sanchi gave in Ontario in 1992 on a bani of Swamiji, and this was called Maya's Shadow.
All of you, please listen to the satsang with much attention.
Yes, Galnu Mande Han. Okay, Shanti. ਭਗਤੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਨਾਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਔਰ ਪਰਦਾ ਖੋਲ ਕੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਹਿੰਦੂ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਮੁਸਲਮਾਨ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਈਸਾਈ ਹੈ ਚਾਹੇ ਸਿੱਖ ਭਗਤੀ ਦਾ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਇੱਕ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਪੂਰੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੋ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਸਾਧਨ ਔਰ ਤਰੀਕਾ ਬਤਾਏਗਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਖੁਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਅੰਦਰ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਉਹ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਲੈ ਜਾਏਗਾ
ਆਲ ਦ ਰਿਲੀਜੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਬਿਲੀਵ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਥਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਦ ਟਰੂ ਪੀਸ ਲਾਈਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਨਾਮ ਇਟ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਮੈਟਰ If one is Hindu, Muslim, Sikh, or Christian, the true way of doing the devotion of God Almighty is the same. Only after opening the inner veil and going within can one get peace. Every religion believes that the only way to do the true devotion of God is go to some competent master who is himself connected within and who is going within. He who goes within and he who is connected within can take you within.
Karoda shantiyan, karoda pahad, karoda khushiyan, karoda khand brahmand, ansan de andar hai. ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸਾਵਣ ਸਿੰਘ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ, ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਇਹ ਕਵੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਹੀ ਮੁਰਦਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਚੀਰ ਫਾੜ ਕੀਤਾ, ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਖੰਡ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਵੀ ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੈ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਇਹ ਮਨ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਦੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਹੈ, ਮਨ ਛੁਪਾਈ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ, ਮਨ ਦਾ ਪਰਦਾ ਚੁੱਕ ਦਿਓ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਹੀ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਏਗਾ, ਜਿਸ ਦੀ ਕਿ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਤਲਾਸ਼ ਹੈ.
Millions of happinesses, millions of treasures, millions of peace, millions of creation and millions of divisions and the divisions of these creations, Khands and Brahmas, are in the human being. Master Savan Singh Ji used to say that if a doctor tells you that he has done a lot of surgery, but he has not found any of these things within the human body, that is not true, because all these things lie within us, but they are hidden behind the veil of our mind. Mind is hiding all these things from us, and they are present within us in their astral form. When you lift up that veil, then all these things, all this richness, this treasure, this peace and happiness, they are within you, and you can get it.
ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਡਾ ਸਰੀਰ ਇੱਕ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਸੈੱਟ ਹੈ. ਇਹ ਉਸ ਮਹਾਨ ਕਲਾਕਾਰ ਨੇ, ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਬਣਾਇਆ ਹੈ. ਜਿੱਥੇ ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕਿਸੇ ਵਸਤੂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਸੀ, ਅੱਖਾਂ, ਨੱਕ, ਮੂੰਹ, ਜਿੱਥੇ ਕੋਈ ਰੋਮ ਉਗਾਉਣਾ ਸੀ, ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਉਸਨੇ ਬੜੇ ਤਰੀਕੇ ਨਾਲ ਫਿੱਟ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਲਾਇਆ ਹੈ. ਖੁਦ ਵੀ ਇਸ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਬੈਠ ਗਿਆ ਹੈ. ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਸੈੱਟ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਲਾਕਾਰ ਨੇ ਸਭ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਫਿੱਟ ਕੀਤੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਦੀ ਬੈਟਰੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਨਾਲ ਕੁਨੈਕਸ਼ਨ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਾਜ਼ ਵੀ ਵੱਜਦੇ ਹੈ, ਆਵਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਵੀ ਆਉਂਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਈ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੀਆਂ ਸ਼ਕਲਾਂ ਵੀ ਦੇਖਦੇ ਹਾਂ. ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਸੈੱਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਇਹ ਕਹੇ ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਸਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਾਲ ਲਾਂ ਜਾਂ ਆਵਾਜ਼ਾਂ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਪਕੜ ਲਵਾਂ, ਉਹ ਸੈੱਟ ਭੰਨ ਕੇ ਹੀ ਖਰਾਬ ਕਰੇਗਾ. ਸੈੱਟ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਕੁਛ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਿਕਲਦਾ, ਉਹ ਇੱਕ ਕਲਾਕਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਮਹਾਨ ਕਲਾਕਾਰੀ ਹੈ. ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ. ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਜਿਸ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਬੈਟਰੀ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜੀ ਹੋਈ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਕੋਲ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਬੈਟਰੀ ਵੀ ਜੋੜ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ, ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਜਿਸ ਮੰਡਲ ਦੀਆਂ ਚਾਹੀਏ ਖਬਰਾਂ ਸੁਣ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
Often I have said that the body is like a television set, and the great artist God Almighty who has made this set, made this human body, he has provided all the necessary things, all the necessary parts, and he has fitted this body with all the things which are required. He knows that where it was required to fit the eyes and the nose and the other parts of the body. So according to the requirement, he has provided all these things to the human body. And he himself is sitting within this human body. You know that because all the things are fitted in the television set, but until we connect that television set with any source of power, such as battery or the electricity connection, we cannot turn it on and we cannot see anything in that. But when we connect that television set with the battery or with the power, then all the musical instruments we can hear, and we can see different forms and images and people and all that in the television set. If someone thinks that all these things which we can see in the television set are present in the television set, and he can get them by breaking the television set, he will not be able to do that. He will lose the television set by breaking it, but he will not be able to get all those things which he is seeing on the screen or which he is hearing in the sound. In the same way, those people, those who made the television sets, it was their art, and according to their art, they have made it and they have fixed everything there. In the same way, God Almighty has made this human body, and he himself is sitting within us. Unless we go to the master whose battery is connected with God Almighty, unless we go to a competent master who has manifested God within him, we cannot get our battery connected to him. And even though God Almighty is within us, still we cannot see him until our soul or our body is also connected with that source of power.
ਇਸ ਜੜ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਾ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲੀ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਮਿਲੀ ਸਕਦੀ ਹੈ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਅਗਰ ਹਕੂਮਤ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਵੀ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦੀਗੀ ਹੋਰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਤੜਫਣਾ ਪੈਦਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਸਿਰ ਬੜੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਆ ਉਨੇ ਬੜੀਆਂ ਪੀੜਾਂ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹੈ ਤੋ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੜੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਕਰਕੇ ਸ਼ਾਂਤੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਜਾਓ
ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਵਰਲਡ ਆਫ ਮਟੀਰੀਅਲ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਹੈਜ਼ ਅਚੀਵਡ ਐਨੀ ਪੀਸ ਐਂਡ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਵਿਲ ਗੈਟ ਐਨੀ ਪੀਸ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਲ ਦੀਸ ਥਿੰਗਸ ਆਰ ਮੋਰਟਲ ਵਨ ਕੈਨ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਪੀਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਸੋ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਹੇਅਰ ਸੇਜ਼ ਅ ਬ੍ਰੀਫ ਹਿਮ ਆਫ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੈਜ਼ੈਂਟਡ ਟੂ ਯੂ ਇਨ ਦਿਸ ਹਿਮ ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਡੀਅਰ ਵਨਸ ਯੂ ਗੈਟ ਯੂਅਰ ਸੈਲਫ ਕਨੈਕਟਡ ਵਿਦ ਦ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਗੋ ਵਿਦ ਇਨ ਸੋ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਮੇ ਗੈਟ ਦ ਪੀਸ
ਉਪਦੇਸ਼ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਬਚਨ 20 ਸ਼ਬਦ 5 ਸਾਰ ਬਚਨ ਪੰਨਾ 157
ਭਜਨ ਕਰ ਮਗਨ ਰਹੋ ਮਨ 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 ਜੋ ਜੋ ਚੋਰ ਭਜਨ ਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਣੀ ਸੋ ਸੋ ਦੁੱਖ ਸਹੇ
ਸਵਾਮੀ ਜੀ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਲੋਕ ਭਗਤੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰਦੇ ਉਹ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਦੁਖੀ ਆਏ ਦੁਖੀ ਭੋਗ ਕੇ ਚਲੇ ਆਏ ਚਲੇ ਗਏ ਤਪਦੇ ਆਏ ਤਪਦੇ ਹੀ ਚਲੇ ਗਏ
Swami Ji Maharaj says that those who do not do the meditation of Shabad Naam, they came in this world suffering and they left this world in the same suffering.
Kabir Sahib kehnde hai, jo prab kiye bhagat te vahan jitin se sada darane rahiye, kehne lage jehde parmatma di chon vich nahi aaye ki unna nu bhagti vich launa hai, kehnde unna to darde rahiye. ਕਿਤੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਵੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਰੰਗ ਨਾ ਚੜ ਜਾਵੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਉਸ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਚੋਣ ਤੋਂ ਪਾਸੇ ਨਾ ਹੋ ਜਾਈਏ
ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਬੀ ਅਫਰੇਡ ਆਫ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਡਿਨਾਈਡ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਗੋਡ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਕੀਪ ਅ ਡਿਸਟੈਂਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਮ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਹੈਵ ਨਾਟ ਬੀਨ ਗਿਵਨ ਦਿਸ ਓਪਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਦੋਸ ਹੂ ਆਰ ਨਾਟ ਚੋਜ਼ਨ ਬਾਈ ਗੋਡ ਆਲਮਾਈਟੀ ਟੂ ਡੂ ਹਿਸ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਵੀ ਸ਼ੁਡ ਕੀਪ ਅ ਡਿਸਟੈਂਸ ਫਰੋਮ ਦੈਮ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਪੋਸੀਬਲ ਦੈਟ ਇਫ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਇਨ ਦੇਅਰ ਕੰਪਨੀ ਵੀ ਮੇ ਗੈਟ ਦੇਅਰ ਕਲਰ
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਮਨ ਨੇ ਵਿਹਲਾ ਤਾਂ ਰਹਿਣਾ ਨੀ ਗਾ ਇਹ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਲਾਈ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਹੈ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਨਾ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਇਹ ਲੜਾਈ ਝਗੜੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਸਕੀਮਾਂ ਦੱਸੇਗਾ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਬਕਾਰਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਫਸਾਏਗਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਬਾਹਰ ਮੁਖੀ ਕਰ ਦੇਵੇਗਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਨਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਤਾਂ ਇਸ ਨੇ ਦਲੀਲ ਦੇ ਹੀ ਰੱਖਣੀ ਹੈ
will not do the bhajan and simran then the mind will start scheming about the fights and the disputes or he will involve us in some other things so he will always present such excuses and other things and he will keep us involved in that and if we are not doing the bhajan and simran he will take us to other things
jis tarah deve di lo hawa na vi hove tad vi oh hildi rehndi hai to jehda hunda hai oh vi bagair hawa to thoda bahut hilda hi rehnda hai
It is like the flame of a lamp. Even if the wind is not blowing, still it keeps flickering, still it keeps moving. In the same way, our mind also keeps moving.
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਕੱਛੂ ਦੇਖਿਆ ਹੋਏਗਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਵੀ ਹਥਿਆਰ ਕਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਕਦੇ ਬਾਹਰ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਹੀ ਹਾਲਤ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਨ ਦੀ ਹੈ
You might have seen a tortoise. His parts of his body also keep moving. In the same way is the condition of our mind.
ਜੋ ਜੋ ਚੋਰ ਭਜਨ ਕੇ ਪ੍ਰਾਣੀ
सो सो दुख सही आलस नींद सतावे उनको नित नित परम बहे।
आप कहने लगे जेड़े भजन नहीं करते वो की दुख सहते हैं। स्वामी जी महाराज अगलिया दुखा में दसते हैं प्यार ना वो आलसी हो जाते हैं दलिद्री हो जाते हैं वो मिंट भी परमात्मा की तरफ तवज्जो नहीं देंगे दे। और परम परम की है जो कुछ भी असं अखा के नाल देखते हैं मेरी कौम है मेरा मजहब है मेरा मुल्क है मेरी जायदाद है ये सब कुछ परम है क्योंकि साडा शरीर भी साडा अपना नहीं ਇਹ ਵੀ ਕਿਰਾਏ ਦਾ ਮਕਾਨ ਹੈ ਪਰਾਇਆ ਮਕਾਨ ਹੈ ਇੱਥੇ ਲਿਆ ਇੱਥੇ ਛੱਡ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ।
Now he lovingly says that what kind of sufferings do those get who do not do the bhajan and simran? In the following lines, Swami Ji Maharaj will tell us about those sufferings which the people get who do not do the bhajan and simran. He says that those who do not meditate, they become lazy, they become poor, and they don't pay any attention to God Almighty. And most of all, they fall in the illusion. What is the illusion? All what we say, like, this is my religion, this is my community, or this is my family, or I am a learned one, all these kind of things are nothing but the illusion, and everything which we see in this world with our eyes is also the illusion. So he says that those who do not do the meditation of Shabad Naam, they fall in the deep illusion.
Kechida siman karde hai, maya shaya hai, jis tarah drakhat, ਛਾਇਆ ਸੁਭਾ ਇੱਕ ਪਾਸੇ ਹੈ ਸ਼ਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਦੂਜੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਹੋ ਜਾਣੀ ਹੈ। ਸੋ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮੁਲਕ ਅੱਜ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਕਰੀ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਗਰੀਬ ਹੈ ਇਤਿਹਾਸ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੈ ਗਰੀਬ ਉਹ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਗਰੀਬ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਨ ਅੱਜ ਅਮੀਰ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਅਮੀਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਨ। ਸੋ ਇਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਤਰਾਅ ਚੜਾਅ ਬਣਿਆ ਹੀ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ।
Why are we proud of the things which keep changing? Maya is like a shadow. If it is at one place at this time, at other time it will be at some other place. The history tells us that the countries which are very prosperous at present, those who are very rich, they were not rich from the very beginning. And in the same way, the countries which are very poor, they were not poor ever since they were made. Once they were very rich and the other ones were poor, many ups and downs come in our life. So this kind of changes, this kind of things keep happening in the life.
Sada itihas dasda hai ke Shah Sikandar ne aap de jyotishiyan nu puchya ke meri jehdi maut hai oh kis tarah aayegi. Oh kehne lage jad asman sone da hoega tarti lohe di hoegi us waqt teri maut aayegi. ਉਹਨੇ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਮੈਂ ਕੋਈ ਪੈਗੰਬਰ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਸੋਨੇ ਦਾ ਸਮਾਨ ਬਣੇ ਨਾ ਸੋਨੇ ਦੀ ਧਰਤੀ ਬਣੇ ਸੋਨੇ ਦੀ ਧਰਤੀ ਹੀ ਬਣੇ। ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਵੀ ਮੈਂ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਜਿੱਤ ਕੇ ਸਾਰੀ ਦੁਨੀਆਂ ਦਾ ਬਾਦਸ਼ਾਹ ਕਿਉਂ ਨਾ ਬਣਾ। ਉਹਨੇ ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਪੈਰ ਵਧਾਇਆ ਜਦ ਸਤਲੁਜ ਦਾ ਇਲਾਕਾ ਉਸਨੇ ਫਤਿਹ ਕੀਤਾ ਵਾਪਸ ਮੁੜਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਸਿਸਤਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਆਇਆ ਮਲੇਰੀਏ ਨੇ ਕੱਟਿਆ ਬੁਖਾਰ ਹੋਇਆ ਬੜਾ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਬੁਖਾਰ ਹੋਇਆ ਘੋੜੇ ਤੋਂ ਉਤਰਿਆ ਉਸਦੇ ਵਜ਼ੀਰ ਨੇ ਉਹਦੇ ਮੂੰਹ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਆਪਦੀ ਢਾਲ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਜੋ ਕਿ ਸੋਨੇ ਦੀ ਸੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਜੰਜੀਰ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੰਜੋ ਨੀਚੇ ਦੀ ਤਲਵਾਰਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਬਚਾਅ ਤੋਂ ਪਹਿਨਦੇ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ ਉਹ ਉਹਦੇ ਨੀਚੇ ਵਿਛਾ ਦਿੱਤੀ। ਜਦੋਂ ਬੰਦੇ ਦੀ ਮੌਤ ਆਉਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਦਿਲ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਇਹ ਗਵਾਹੀ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਹੁਣ ਆਖਰੀ ਵੇਲਾ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮਿਲਾ ਦਿਓ। ਹਕੀਮ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਕੁਛ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਅੱਧਾ ਰਾਜ ਦੇ ਦੇਵਾਂ ਜੇ ਕੋਈ ਮੇਰੀ ਮਾਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਾ ਦੇਵੇ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜੀ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਰਾ ਰਾਜ ਦਿਓ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਹ ਵੀ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਘਟਾ ਵਧਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਗੇ। ਤੋ ਸ਼ਿਕੰਦਰ ਬੜਾ ਰੋਇਆ ਪਛਤਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੀ ਇਤਨੀ ਕਦਰ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਸਾਹ ਰਾਜ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਤੋਂ ਵੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਮਿਲਦਾ ਗਾ। ਮੈਂ ਆਪਣੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਪੂੰਜੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਮੁਫਤ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਿਸ਼ੇ ਬਕਾਰਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਗਵਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਹੈ।
History tells us that how when Alexander the Great asked his astrologers that when he will die, the astrologers told him that he will die when the sky will turn into gold and the earth will turn into the iron. So Alexander the Great thought that maybe I am a prophet or someone who is immortal, because this sky will never turn into gold and the earth will never turn into the iron, and in this way I will never die. So that is why he went all over the world to conquer the different kingdoms. He went out to conquer the whole world. After conquering so many countries on his way, finally when he came to India and he conquered the part which was very close to river Satluj, on the way back from India, when he was going back to his own home, in the area called Sistan, he came down with the malaria. And when he was very sick, they had to stop, and he got down from the horse and he couldn't go any further. So his minister who was accompanying him, it was very hot there, the sun was very bright. So he laid down his armor, which was made of the iron on which Alexander was made to rest. And to keep the sun away, the minister held the shield, which was made of the gold. You know that when the death of a person comes, from his within, he realizes that now it is the time for him to go. And when he saw that above his head was the gold in the form of that shield, so he felt that it is the sky which has turned into the gold, and he was lying on the iron armor. So then he realized that now it is the time for him to go. So he asked his doctors to come so that he can see his mother. The doctor said that they could not do anything. So he said that I will give you half of my kingdom if you will make me meet my mother. They said that even if you agree to give us all you have, still we cannot give you even one more breath than what you are supposed to take. Then Alexander the Great realized that if all the breaths were so precious, if this life was so precious, why did I waste it in plundering the people, in conquering the kingdoms, and in all the pleasures and the things of the world? Why didn't I make the best use of this breath? Why didn't I do something which would have made me truly immortal?
All right, our final bhajan is Sanji's bhajan, Mera Satguru Sona Agya, page 131. My beautiful Satguru has come. He has put me on the right path. Today, the fortunate day has come. We are singing the remembrance of the Master. Today, we are celebrating the birthday of the All-Owner, the Formless One. In every corner of the world, he gave the message of true Nam. Becoming the son of Sawan, he showered the rain of nectar. He is the dear son of Father Hukam Singh. His name is Sant Kripal. He is the child of Mother Gulab Devi, but he is an example in the world. Oh, dear ones, millions of congratulations as the Bandara of my master has come. I, Ajab, had forgotten. Catching hold of me, he put me on the right path. My beautiful Satguru has come. He has put me on the right path. Merda Satguru Sona Agya, page 131.
Mera Satguru, Mera Satguru Sona Agya menu side raste pagya mera satguru Ajabaga bariya dinaya hasiya da guru di garahe us kul malika nirankar da aj janam dihada man rahe ਅਜ ਪਾਗ ਬਾਰੀਆ ਦਿਨਾਇਆ ਹਸੀਆ ਦਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਗਾ ਰਹੇ उस कुल मालिक निरंकार हज जन्म दिहादा मन रहे मेरा सतगुरु मेरा सतगुरु सोना आ गया मेनु सीधे रस्ते आ गया मेरा सतगुरु हो दुनिया दे कोने कोने ते सच नाम दहो का लागिया ओ बेता बन के सावन दा पिय अमृत दा वरसा गिया ओ दुनिया दे कोने कोने ते सच नाम दहो का लागिया ओ बेता बन के सावन दा मी अमृत दा वरसा गिया मेरा सतगुरु सोना आ गया मेनु सीधे रस्ते पा गया मेरा सतगुरु पिता हो कम सिंह दाल दला हो दा नाम संत कृपाल है मत गुलम देवी दजय है पर दुनिया ते ही का मिसाल है पिता हो कम सिंह दाल दला हो द नाम संत कृपाल है मत गुलम देवी दजय है पर दुनिया ते ही का मिसाल है मेरा सतगुरु सोना आ गया मेनु सीधे रस्ते पा गया मेरा सतगुरु लक होन वदाया संगत जी मेरे गुरु दा बंदारा आ गया मैं अजायब सी बोला गिया फद सी दे रस्ते पा गिया लक होन वदाया संगत जी मेरे गुरु दा बंदारा आ गिया मैं अजायब सी बोला गिया फद सी दे रस्ते पा गिया मेरा सतगुरु सोना आ गया मेनु सीधे रस्ते पा गया मेरा सतगुरु
My beautiful Satguru has come. He has put me on the right path. May God bless us all.